What's good, boys?
What's up?
We got week three, record or not record predictions, but we're predicting all the games from week three coming up. You know how we coming. Let's get it. What do you say?
All right, let's go week one. We got the Dolphins playing the Jaguars. Ooh.
This is like the best worst game of the season. Like two teams that are just irrelevant, but it's gonna be a fun game to watch.
Minshew Mania is going to come out of this one. They're just a better team. Not going to lie, it was pretty funny watching freaking what's his name last week, Kyle Van Noy getting stiff-armed into the ground by Josh Allen. That was hilarious. But the Jaguars are a better team. I think it will be a closer game if Tua comes in. But without Tua, I don't think they're really going to go anywhere.
This
And
is the time to showcase Tua, isn't it?
to a time. Yes, sir.
But on Thursday night football, where all the rookie QBs shine. All right, so who you got winning this one?
Oh, Jaguars, yeah.
Yeah, I got Jaguars
100%.
too. I think Laviska Shenault and James Robinson are going to have really good games. James Robinson, the undrafted free agent, taking over the running back room in Jacksonville, had 100 yards and a touchdown last week. I picked him up in fantasy this week, so I'm hoping he has a good week. But yeah, I mean, Jaguars easy. Unless they put Tua in a halftime or something because they're down two scores, it's Jags.
All right, 49ers and Giants. Is this even a question? Like,
Well, it is now because of all the injuries.
nope, still. Nick Mullins is gonna fucking dot up. Oh, sorry for my mother. Nick Mullins is gonna dot up. He's gonna show
Getting
he's
dot up.
better. He's gonna show that he's better than Daniel Jones. Because Daniel Jones, my opinion, did better than what people were expecting, like how he was drafted, but he's still not that good. Like, he was drafted really high, and people were like, oh, he's going to be a bust. He's not exactly a bust, but he's not a good quarterback either.
Yeah.
And we got to show the Giants fans, like, he's trash. And
Do
you
you
guys are big
remember?
trouble.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when Garoppolo went out with that ACL injury and CJ Beathard was also injured and Nick Mullins came in and they won like three straight games or something and he went off? Yeah, I'm
He's
not gonna.
underrated.
Yeah, no, I got the Niners in this one. I think Jett McKinnon will have a really big day because Coleman's also injured. So, a lot of
Jet
injuries
time.
on the Niners, but we'll see. We'll see. I think the Giants just don't have enough talent now with Saquon out to keep up with the Niners.
Facts. All right. The football team versus the Browns. This is going to be an entertaining game because we're going to have Chase Young and all of those D linemen going after a weak Browns O line. Well, actually, they got Jedrick Wills, right? He's going to die. But still, pretty weak. I think that if Washington can get after Baker, Baker will huck up some dumbass, like, duck of a throw, and they'll win this game because their defense is really key for this. Dwayne Haskins has been playing all right, but if they want to win, they're going to need to get that defense getting pressure on Baker, making like lousy throws and not letting him be comfortable.
So who you got winning? I just want to know so I can make my.
Oh, Washington.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say my biggest downfall this year has been not going with my gut because I don't want to look like Max Kellerman, a complete idiot. But I'm going with Washington in this game. I think when you look at Baker week one, he really struggled against the Ravens pass rush, and their edge rushers really aren't that good. But they were able to get pressure on Baker, and we saw how inaccurate and just how rough of a game Baker had. And last week, Thursday Night Football, the Bengals with arguably the worst pass rush in the entire league, Baker was able to sit there and deliver some good throws. And Washington was one of the better pass rushes in the league. I think they're going to get after Baker. I think Baker's going to struggle. And, you know, the Browns defense doesn't look so too good this year. You know, they struggle. They allowed 30 points against the Ravens, and they allowed 30 points against Joe Burrow in the one-dimensional Bengals offense, you know. So, I got Washington this one.
All right, next we got banged up Eagles versus the Bengals. You know, the Eagles O-line is absolutely fucked. Oh my. I was watching like TikTok, I think, and there was one play where Aaron Donald completely throws one of the 300 pound linemen on the Eagle. This Eagle O-line, not good. And against the Bengals pass rush, which, as you said, arguably one of the best, is going to eat. What?
Worst? They're arguably one of the worst. They suck.
How? We have great players. Oh, wait, no, never
Name
mind.
Name one injured. Pass rusher that is really good for them.
Geno, but he's injured.
He's literally a D-tackle. He's not.
Reader, Mike Daniels.
You're naming all D-tackles.
Carl Lawson.
Who's subpar?
Look. Fine. Okay. I'm sorry. Just changed my whole opinion. Joe Burrow's going to have a great game. Mixon's finally not going to be a bust. Invested in him and he shits a bed like every week. Like, come on, Mixon, show me something.
What are you talking about? He averaged 4 yards a carry last week.
He hasn't been playing that good. He hasn't been getting many yards.
They just didn't give him the ball. He had 16 rushes for 64 yards. They just didn't hand him the rock because the offensive line is awful.
I don't know. You know, fuck you for changing my opinion.
I'm just arguing. You can have your own opinion, okay. But I have mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to prove you wrong on Sunday.
Nope. If the Bengals can do some blitzes like the Ravens do with ass pass rushers and just scare the offensive line and get pressure, they will win. This is a game of getting pressure on the QB. It's a passing league. They can get pressure. Maybe they can get their cornerbacks, make a few plays. Maybe Trey Waynes won't look like a complete waste of money. Or Maurice Alexander. Wait, that's his name, right? Yeah, Maurice.
No, it's not Maurice. It's McKenzie. You're slipping, bro. I have the Eagles in this one. This is kind of a lose-lose situation for Carson Wentz because if he has a good game, you know, it's the Bengals. And if he has a bad game, you know, all hell will break loose. But the Bengals have one of the worst pass rushes in the league. And for that reason, I'm taking the Eagles. I just think, you know, Eagles defense, I think this will be a shootout, but I don't see the Eagles going 0-3. That's just not, I don't see that happening.
All right, next up, we got the Raiders, who somehow beat the Saints and the Patriots. Okay. If you think it's the Raiders winning this one, you're an idiot. All right. Patriots had a close game with the Saints. I mean, not the Saints, the Seahawks. 2 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raiders got lucky to a Drew Brees who can't throw over 35 yards. I mean, come on. Literally, to beat the Saints, it's not very difficult. Literally, just put everyone in girl flats and just don't put anyone over 35 yards away. I mean, 20 yards
away. I saw a stat this morning, and it said Brees has only had one completion over 35 yards, like 35 air yards, since 2017.
Holy shit, Drew. Like, come on, get on that bench press, dog. But, yeah.
All their time's catching up with him.
Oh, yeah. But if the Raiders' defense is all right, like, they have some good players. I'll give it to them. They have young Jonathan Abram. They have Mad Max Crosby, who's a beast. They have Hurst. They have Littleton. They have Nick. How do you say it?
Wachowski.
They have some decent young players, but it's not enough to beat the Patriots and the 6'4 beast of a QB. Let me guess, you're saying Raiders?
I got Patriots. I think this will be a close game. I think it'll be a similar game to how the Patriots Seahawks game ended up last Sunday. It'll be a very hard fought battle. Derek Carr has looked really good this season, and that kind of surprised me because I always thought he was like subpar, but he's looked pretty good this year. And I think Henry Ruggs, you know, I think if he steps it up, you know, he'll have a really big, he'll make a big difference in this game. But I think I'm just going to go with the more experienced team. The Raiders defense looks all right. You know, they had a pretty good second half. That first half was rough, though, on Monday night. So I have the Patriots winning in a close game. Again, I think both teams was put up 30 points. But, you know, the Seahawks really exposed the Patriots defense, who last year they didn't let up a passing touchdown in the first 8 weeks, and they let up 5 just last week. So, you know, I think they exploited a very vulnerable part, or made it look very vulnerable, in the Patriots secondary. And if I don't see the Raiders being able to exploit that, but if they can, that'll make the difference. But I got the Patriots in a close one.
I mean, last week, you just got to give credit to Russell Wilson. Like,
Well, the thing is, they attacked Stephon Gilmore. They did not shy away from Stephon Gilmore.
Okay,
surprising.
That play with DK, it was just out-muscled. He didn't get burned. He just got out-muscled.
The thing is, do you see DK and Stephon going at it, like, after the whistle and stuff? DK was not backing down from the defensive player of the year. He's a second-year player, so.
Andrew, DK, you've seen the memes where it's like, all right.
Yes, saw Russell Wilson throw it to David Moore in a dime.
Jason McCourty's ass. McCourty's ass, all right.
Okay, nope. My point is that it would not shock me if the Raiders win this game, but I have the Patriots winning this in a close one. Bears and Falcons.
Big bad Bears, all the way.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the Falcons have one of the better offenses in the league, but their defense is so bad.
Dude, and they stole it with their draft picks. Who'd they get? They didn't get Arnett. They got, my God. They are idiots. And they could have got him in the
their
second.
Their defense is so bad. I think the Bears just – I don't see the Bears going 3-0. I don't see the Falcons going 0-3. But
– wait, what team did Bears go to?
The Bills.
Why couldn't they just get, someone like that?
In the first round?
Yeah.
Epineza went, in the 50s,
wait,
bro.
No. What? Never mind.
Yeah. Are you talking about Caleb Von Chasen?
No, they could have gotten – I'm just not thinking right now. They could have gotten, Kenneth Murray,
They could have gotten – Patrick Queen.
They could have got Queen. Brooks, who's the guy the Seahawks had, who's, an off-ball backer.
Yeah, why would they want him, though? Literally was a third-rounder 2 weeks before the draft. Then, miraculously, his stock just went up.
All right.
Okay. I got the Bears in this one. I think the Bears defense will slow down the Falcons offense. And I think Mitchell Trubisky is not good enough to, but just the Falcons defense is so horrendously awful. This will be another low scoring game, I think. It'll be an average game, 20s, but I don't know. This is a tough game because I feel like the Falcons are more talented than the Bears. They just don't match up well because the Bears' defense is really good and the Falcons' defense is really bad.
All right. On this one, I have the Bears. The Bears, they've had some problems with Allen Robinson, right? He played our rant last week, had 50 yards. For them to win this game, they're going to need Allen Robinson and Jimmy Graham to have a great game. Those cornerbacks on that team are very subpar. A.J. Terrell's all right. Who's their secondary cornerback? He's definitely not good. I forget his name, though. You know who he is? No.
Not off the top of my head.
Well, I just know their secondary is all right. Their safeties are pretty good.
Their safeties are pretty good.
But still, if they... Most of the time, you will not have your safety on the wide receiver. And also, their run stopping's all right. They have McKinney, right? Taurus, mm-hmm. McKinney, what's McKinley. His name? They have Deacon. They have Deacon Jones. It's all right, but there's so many holes.
Yeah, they have Deacon Jones.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, Deacon Jones just came back from,
you know,
yeah, he's like 80 years old. And he just comes back. All right. He's tearing up for the Falcons.
He wasn't even on the Falcons.
I know. I don't know why you're saying Deacon Jones.
It's Deion. All right.
Okay. Deion.
But they have so many holes in the front seven without Deacon Jones.
Yeah.
If the Bears will find a way to exploit it. I'm going
okay,
to Bears.
Rams, Bills. Right. This is a tough game, you know. I think the Rams, I think the coaching staff
put
Jared Goff in a really good position. This is a tough one, George. The Rams defense is
not.
Really good. Rams defense is really good.
59 on the Rams is pretty good.
And the offense is looking pretty good.
They re-signed their receivers.
Oh, Micah Kizer.
Yeah.
Standout linebacker from nowhere.
Yeah. Beast mode.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, my mistake has been go with my mind, not just a gut feeling. So I'm going with a gut feeling this time, and I'm going Rams on the road in Buffalo. Buffalo's played two subpar teams, and the Rams have had two pretty good wins against high expectation teams like the Cowboys and Eagles. And
the Eagles are high expectation.
A lot of people had them winning division before the season started.
All right.
I got the Rams in this one.
I'm going to go with the Rams in this one.
You just call me crazy for saying the Rams.
So, you got to give some opposition.
No, I said the Rams are winning, and you said opposition. So, are you picking the Rams, yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jalen Ramsey, if he can lock up Stephon, it's going to be a really hard game because Aaron Donald will eat up freaking what's his name, Singletary, and the Bills offense is probably going to have a little tough time getting going. If the Rams can get their offense going before the Bills, they will win because the Bills defense is very good. Rams defense is pretty good. It's going to be a battle of the defenses. Whoever can get points on the board. Oh, that sounds dumb. Of course, whoever gets more points on the board will win.
This is going to be a really fun game to watch.
All right, Rams, I'm done.
Okay. Texans, Steelers. I'm kind of back and forth in this one.
Steelers. I'm really liking Claypool. He's going to be good.
He had one catch last week. Like
for a touchdown.
Yeah, okay. One catch.
A touchdown.
And one target.
A touchdown.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Steelers. I think the defense will step it up. You know, they're not the 85 Bears that they've been hyped to be, or the Steel Curtain. Of old, but, you know.
I'm not good enough to be the Steel Curtain. Steel Curtain was absolutely disgusting.
I got the Steelers in a tight one here. It's tough because I had the Texans going to playoffs. And I had them going 0-3 to start the year, too. Just because they have a really tough schedule. But it's rough. But I got the Steelers in a tight one here.
All right. Yeah, I say the same thing. T.J. Watt, he's been underhyped. Being the second defensive player of the year candidate, he really probably could have won it. He's going to play really well. He's at this point. I feel like he probably will be better than J.J. because he's been playing really good.
Yeah, well, I think J.J. though earlier in his career, like he was just so unstoppable that. even like it's just because of injuries that J.J. Watt started to deteriorate and stuff like that. But right when out of college, he was really, really good. I don't know. We'll see. But he had three defensive player of the years, and CJ has zero. So we'll see.
CJ? Facts.
TJ. I said,
you said
TJ.
PJ.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. Steelers are going to win. They have a running back carousel. They have Jalen Samuels, who's all right. Connor, who is all right. Snell, who produced 100 rushing yards versus the Giants somehow. I don't know. And they also have an explosive offense in their receivers in Ebron. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Next up, Titans versus Vikings. I have the Titans. Because the Vikings just lost a key component in their defense in Barr. Like, I mean, their defense was already pretty bad, like, with no Hunter. And, like, everyone they lost in the offseason. And also Michael Pierce deciding not to play. But with that shriveled up defense, Derrick Henry will be a nightmare. Like, Yannick and Eric Kendricks are the only front seven who are decent. Like, come on. There's no way they'll stop him.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is one of these situations where I don't see the Titans going 3-0, but I don't see the Vikings going 0-3. But I just think it's too much of a mismatch again. Just the injuries and the opt-outs of the Vikings. Too much, and it's not like, you know, you have Deshaun Watson playing quarterback. You have Kirk Cousins, so you need a really strong weapon core around him. Justin Jefferson's had an okay start to the season. Adam Thielen is all right. Dalvin Cook. And they've just been a really slow offense, especially last week, you know, starting the season. But I got Titans in this one. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Similar to the Colts Vikings last week, but I don't know. Just something doesn't feel right about the Vikings. And I don't know.
All right. Next up, we got Panthers and Chargers. Now, you know me. The Panthers kept it really close last week against Tampa Bay, some people who have gone to the Super Bowl. I feel. Oh, and also, the doctor is a dumbass. I'm just putting it out there. And the Chargers doctor, how can you do that? I know
he's
where the
definitely
line is.
He definitely I know where the burst, line is. He just burst the legend of Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's gonna go on and become perennial All Pro.
Hey yo, so you know how I let Justin Herbert start? You should pay me back money. No, he's getting sued for like his whole life. I mean, all of his life savings. Tyrod Taylor is going to freaking drown him in debt.
Yeah.
You're telling
Tyrod Taylor is fine with the amount of money he has, but...
You're telling me you would be okay if someone injures you like that, pro football player, and just stab to the lung?
I don't know. The report coming out this morning that Chargers players like Linval Joseph and... I forget the other one, but they said they have there's no concerns with the team doctor, team medical staff as of now.
Oh my! Imagine that, like getting stabbed in the lung. Oh my god! I'm so sorry. I stabbed him in the lung. Oh my god! Just imagine how you would feel being that doctor, knowing you injured the starting quarterback.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Chargers win.
What?
The Panthers defense is one of the worst in the entire league.
They kept it close. They kept it close from one of the best offenses in the league in the Tampa Bay Bucs. And you're telling me they're not going to. Well, you know, we'll see Sunday. We'll see it. We'll see. All right.
Yeah, you know what we won't see on Sunday? Christian McCaffrey on the field. That's literally the entire
we don't
offense.
Need him. We don't need him. No, we got Robbie Anderson, who is one, top five receiving yards.
Ooh,
yeah,
Robbie Anderson. Yeah, and DJ Moore. Guess who the Chargers DJ have Moore. Guarding him? Guess who the Chargers have guarding those two guys?
No one.
Casey no Hayward, one. Desmond King, and Chris Harris Jr. all three old of the and better terrible. Corners in the entire league.
All old and terrible. All right. All right. Next
did
up.
Did not look that way last week.
Oh, my God.
You're at halftime, the Chiefs had 9 points.
Yeah, but at the end of the game, who won? Because the Chargers' corners were worn down and absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, I'm sorry they have to Jets chase and Colts. Guys around who can run 4
Jets and Colts. Jets and Colts. Jets and Colts. Minutes. Jets and Colts. Jets and Colts.
Okay, I'll go Chargers, you go Panthers, and we'll be sitting here Monday morning, and I will tell you how wrong you were to believe that the Panthers would even keep it a close game.
Jets and Colts. Is this even a question?
Nope, Colts. Move on.
Jets, dog. They have Sam Darnold. Oh, my God. Nope.
Yeah.
Colts all the way. It's gonna be a blowout, an absolute shit show for the Jets. And, yeah.
Nice. All right.
Boys versus Hawks.
I got the Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, Seahawks. Russell Wilson is on his A game. MVP-type stats. He's going to keep playing like this for a while. It's gonna be good because the Cowboys' corners are right.
Chidobe Awuzie.
Yeah. Him.
Mm-hmm.
Chidobe Awuzie. And the other corners
Diggs.
Are. Yeah, Trevon Diggs. He's got to play better to be a good rookie cornerback. But yeah, I feel like if they have Lockett on one and DK on the other, whoever has Diggs on them is going to destroy him. And it's not like they have much safety help. They have Xavier Woods and do they have another safety? Who's their other they're strong?
I know they cut their strong safety and he got signed by Jacksonville.
Heath?
Jeff Heath. But no, they cut Josh Jones. Josh Jones, and he went to Jacksonville and had a really good week one game, but
that's the same thing. All right, 4:25 game, Lions and Cards.
It was Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, but they cut him. But, yeah, Lions, Cardinals, this one's easy.
Lions.
Yeah, nah, it's Cardinals.
No, nope, it's Murray. Lions. It is... All right, let's argue. Come on.
Okay, explain to me why you think the Lions will win.
Explosive offense. Wrong. They have
explosive offense.
Jones
with their best receiver on the sideline, and
Jones.
Stafford's playing subpar, and the defense isn't looking good this year.
The defense is looking great this year. You're forgetting how they have locked down corners on the outside and in nickel. They have the boy, the man himself. Who was it? Oh, yeah, their first round pick. And their safeties on lock. They got Tracy Walker.
Okay, please tell me how those lockdown corners led up 3 touchdowns to the Mitchell Trubisky in the fourth quarter alone.
DeAndre Swift sold that game. You can't even tell me he didn't.
Okay, you can't let up 21 points in a 15-minute time period.
You know, it was our first game. Some of the corners had injuries. You know, it's going to be like that.
Okay, Cardinals, easy. It was literally Mitchell Trubisky who has half the talent of Kyler Murray. And now you add in DeAndre Hopkins instead of Allen Robinson. It's not even going to be close.
Okay, whatever you say. Bucks versus Broncos. I have Bucks in this one. Broncos team is injured. They're not looking very good. They need some help, and the Bucks off a close win. You hear that?
Close.
Versus the Panthers. They're going to, like, have guns blazing, have, like, Mike Evans just run a fade and moss the corner.
This is at least a 2-possession win for the Bucks because Jeff Driskel will be starting quarterback for the Broncos, and Cortland Sutton's out for the year. KJ Hamler won't be playing in this game. Easy dubs. Bucks, 2 possessions. Let's get it. Sunday Night Football. Packers, Saints.
I just wanted to see what you do. All right. Packers winning this one because they can throw from over 35 yards. That's so sad.
I got Packers in this one.
After that last game, they were looking so weak. And Aaron Rodgers this season's like, fuck you. I'm showing that I can still be a starting quarterback. Get Jordan Love out of here. Trade him away. I'm here to stay. This is my team. I mean, he's showing that right now. And he is. Davante Adams literally didn't have a game last week. That pissed me off on fantasy. After an amazing week one, he does that shit to me. Thanks.
Everyone hates you, George. The world is out to get you.
I feel. But Green Bay Packers defense is looking all right. The Saints front seven's all right. Cam Jordan has been playing how he did like 2 years ago, which was amazing. And DeMario Davis is old, but all right. And they won't be able to stop Aaron Jones. Maybe slow him down to only 100 yards, maybe like one touchdown. And if they're trying to stop Aaron Jones, they won't be able to stop Davante Adams.
This one isn't close. Packers, easy. They're going to blow him out of the water. Saints offense won't be able to keep up with the Packers. Monday Night Football, game of the season.
Chiefs. Let's get it. Chiefs. It's not being the Ravens, Andrew. So get the
Ravens are winning this game. We literally saw.
Get your head out of the gutter.
You saw how the Chargers defense was able to eliminate the Chiefs offense. For
the Ravens defense is not as good as the Chargers.
It's better. I've literally heard their sister YouTube channel that I watched that. Literally, they don't like the Ravens at all. But they said they made an argument that Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey are the best corner duo in NFL history.
Andrew. You were just saying how good the Chargers' defense is and how good their cornerbacks are.
It is. And I'm here to tell you the Ravens are better than Chargers.
Oh, my God. We'll see. Remember, you think, Ravens, you're going to be whole game scared for your life knowing that the Ravens are going to get destroyed by the Chiefs, crying to your mommy saying, George was right. Ravens' defense is ass. They just got 30 points dropped on their head. Unanswered.
Coming from the kid who picked the Lions and the Panthers.
You know, we'll see, all right? We will see.
Ravens, easy. I'm not going to say easy. I think it'll be like 30-27. But I think the Ravens defense is immeasurably better than last year. Oh. And there's a stat on ESPN this morning that I was watching. Since trading for Marcus Peters, the Ravens have had more takeaways than touchdowns allowed.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's fact. That's not an opinion. That is straight fact.
Since you bring up the fact.
For Marcus Peters last year.
Bring it up.
In week seven, they have had more takeaways than touchdowns allowed on defense. And that's just, there's no argument with that.
Let's end the podcast here before you blow a blood vessel crying about how the Ravens are.
I'm just telling you why you're going to be wrong.
All right.
You're always wrong, George.
Okay.
Wrap your head around it, because that's how it's going to be for the next 80 years of your life.
My guy gets so offended when I say the Ravens are going to lose.
I'm not offended. I'm just saying you picked the Lions over the Cardinals and the Panthers over the Chargers.
You're telling me there's never going to be an underdog win?
Oh, no, there is, but not this week. And if it is, it's not happening in one of those games. Ravens, easy, dub.
All right.
Let's get it. Monday Night Football.
Thank you guys for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram. We'll tell you when we're posting all the news updates. Make sure to follow our TikTok also. We're going to be posting on that too. First Down Football. It's lit.
Ravens, easy, dubs.
Have a good day.
Let's get it.